You're listening to K-Hem. That was Jeb Loy Nichols and Country Music Disco 45. Whew, I was just telling Ophelia and Kitty Cox over here that I am just tired today. I think it's because it's a Wednesday.
Yeah, we feel you.
Yeah.
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 It's been a long week, and it's just Wednesday.
It's just starting.
We're halfway through.
Well, do you want to do the interview now, or you want me to play a couple more songs?
And then whenever? Go? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever works for you.
Whatever works for you. Well, let's go ahead and jump in if you're cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about how Planned Parenthood has a really busy day on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to being the main benefactory nonprofit of your organization. Yeah, can you let him out? He'll just stand there and keep scratching until you let him out. They are also going to be tabling on over at March for Science earlier that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're going to be busy.
They're going to be super busy.
But hopefully it's extremely beneficial.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Planned Parenthood especially needs it now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's why we were like, you know, we were trying to figure out who our nonprofit would be for this upcoming show. You know, Planned Parenthood was our number one choice because they need the help more than ever. And, you know, it's an opportunity for them to get some donations, you know, raise awareness, you know, say whatever they would like to say on behalf of Planned Parenthood at our show. So we're going to have their representative go on stage and say a few words.
That's one of the things that's really amazing about Humboldt County is that nonprofits will pair with each other to do benefits that will help each other out. Because, va-va-voom, you all also aren't a for-profit entity. Really?
No.
No. Not really.
Not really.
Not really.
No. No. Yeah. No, we don't, we're not rich doing this.
No. Yeah. But yeah, you all pair up with that for these shows that happen bi-monthly. Mm-hmm. And this one that's coming up is your 6-year anniversary show.
Yes, I know. 6 years.
And you were telling me that it's going to be an all local cast.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Yeah, there's 5 of us, va-va-voom performers, and then on top of that, we have 4 local guest performers as well. We have Jamie Bondage from Ragdoll Review performing a number. We have Miss Amberlust from Panama. She actually relocated out here, so she is now, I guess you would call her like a transplant, you know? We have another performer, Venus Mantrap.
I don't think I've seen Venus Mantrap before.
Little teasers. Let's just say it's a Mr. Rogers act.
Okay, she has just about the best name ever.
And
she has a great name.
And a Mr. Rogers act. Like, oh my gosh. Mr. Rogers.
She actually relocated up here from it's Southern California, I believe Los Angeles area. She was with another troupe down there called Dirty Little Secrets Burlesque. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have her.
Yeah, come up and grace our stage with her, you know, interpretation of burlesque, because every interpretation is different. So we're really excited. And then we also have a local belly dance troupe, Tribal Oasis, performing as well.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
So awesome.
Yep.
All right. And so that's going on this Saturday over at the Eureka Theater.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. The one and only Eureka Theater.
Eureka Theater. And it starts at 8?
Doors are at 8. The show starts at 9. And we do have our tiered seating. So we do have VIP tables. I believe we are sold out of our VIP tables for 6, but there's still some tables for 2 available. So if anybody is trying to figure out where to take their lovely date on this Saturday coming up, the show would be a great kind of little first date, or I don't know, anniversary date, whatever you want it to be.
And for people who aren't familiar with the advantages of getting the VIP tables, what are they?
Do you want to go into that, sister?
I mean, you get a lot of good stuff.
You do. You get the best seats in the house. You're right up front next to the stage. You're basically
in the orchestra pit, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so you get a lot of interaction with the performers because we like to come off the stage and, you know, interact with our audience. So if you're VIP, you get a lot of that. You also get free cake. And you get a cocktail waitress, which nobody else in the theater gets. So that's definitely a plus because you don't get up and have to go get your own cocktails and miss any of the show. And you get goodie bags. So there's lots of perks for sitting up there.
And what comes in these goodie bags?
They vary. Each time it's something different. Sometimes it's va-va-voom merch, some candy, condoms, you know, there's all sorts of random things that you can find in our goodie bags.
So good things for a date.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Or perhaps a friend date.
Yeah. Sometimes Good Relations will also donate, I think they're like discount cards or something. Yeah, as well. Because, you know, we do collaborate with Good Relations, you know, by doing like the window modeling for Arts Alive on occasion as well. We've been teamed with them for quite some time now. So they've been a big part of Vava Voom as well. So
yeah,
they're very supportive. They're amazing.
They always have really great stuff in their window there.
I know. Yeah.
So nice. That's awesome. So, Ophelia, you're one of the founders. Kitty, are you also one of the founders?
We're both the founders.
Yeah. Why did you decide to start up Vava Voom? I know we've gone over it in the past, but it's your 6-year anniversary, so we have to talk about it again.
I know. I want to say it was definitely like a year, like, no, not a year. 6 years ago, Kitty and I, you know, teamed up because we had both won the pinup contest. She won the first year of the pinup contest at the Tattoo Expo at Ain't Tarts, and then I won the following year, and then we were approached and asked to do like a little window burlesque number for Arts Alive at this business that used to be down in Eureka. And you know, they had the big window, and so we did a little number, and we put together a number within an hour, and you know, I had fun putting this together, performed it, had a just like an amazing experience, just, you know, performing and doing this sort of performance art that we've never really dabbled with, so to speak, but it was just really empowering, and we just got this amazing like performer high from it. We're like, okay, we want to bring other people on, you know, we want people to feel what we feel. And so we had friends that were interested in joining us when we started Vava Voom. And so Kitty has a background in a specific area of dance.
I was a stripper for 3 years in Reno, so that's the kind of, that's what I had brought to the table.
And then I have the dance background because I went to HSU and studied dance, so we teamed forces, you know, we teamed up, and
That's awesome.
The birth of Vava Voom happened.
And so burlesque is a very, very varied, as we mentioned a moment ago about the different forms.
Yeah.
How did you find yours?
Through just research and just kind of figuring out like who our character was, because that's a whole nother thing. That's part of like the whole like burlesque is coming up with your character, your alter persona, and trying to figure out who your alter persona is, what would your alter persona dance to, and then just kind of figuring out songs that inspire you, and then sort of along those lines, then you kind of figure out what area you're really into. But a lot of us are really eclectic. Like, we don't just stick to one style. Mm-hmm. We diversify, you know, whatever we bring to the stage, you know, whether it's dragless, nerdlesque, traditional, neo-traditional, you know, gorelesque, you know, we dabble in a little bit of everything, just because, you know, you got to keep it mixed up. You got to bring something different to the stage, you know?
I know that Hugh has been the MC for a lot of your...
He was actually the MC for this show.
For this show, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hugh always dresses up in the best... And I always see on Facebook afterwards, I'm like, that's amazing every single time, because Hugh just does the craziest costumes.
Oh, Hugh is just so creative. Yes, Hugh is our MC for this show. So,
and for those who don't
such
know,
a treat.
Wonderful drag king in town.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Hugh has a pretty fun little number that he's going to open with for the show. So I'm not going to tell you, but it's going to be fun. So you want to get there early enough to get a good seat and catch the opening act, because it's going to be really amazing.
And it's late enough that if you have a busy schedule like mine during that day, you can still make it out to it.
I mean, our show starts at 9, but, you know, it's Humboldt, and, you know, understand people are on Humboldt time. So we typically like to start like 15 minutes after 9.
Yeah.
just because, you know, it's Humboldt County, you know.
That's awesome.
You know, we love our peeps. Yeah.
So. All right. So make sure to make it out to the Eureka Theater on Saturday. Doors are at 8. Show is at 9. It's going to benefit Planned Parenthood. And one more thing we haven't covered. How much are the tickets?
So did you want to go over it?
Go for it.
Oh, okay.
You're better with the ticket prices as you are the queen.
Well, like I said, we do have some VIP tables for two left, and those are going at $65 for the table for two. Premier tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and general admission is $12 in advance and $15 at the door. And VIP tables can be purchased through me at Old Growth Tattoo over at 1806 4th Street here in Eureka, or over in Eureka, not here in Eureka. And then premier and general admission tickets can be purchased at Old Growth Tattoo, Good Relations, and Annex 39.
So, okay, sweet.
Awesome. Yes. And there will be tickets at the door. Yes. Yeah. There's an event. There's plenty of tickets that can be sold at the door. So if you don't get them, you know, in advance, it's totally fine.
I mean, the Eureka Theater is huge.
So mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah. But yeah. one of these days we need to sell it out. That would be yes. impressive.
Well, we're hoping for the Humboldt Burlesque Fest that we're bringing back this year. We can sell out for that. So.
When yeah. is that going to be?
November 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
It's the first time hearing about it. Okay, so yes. there's going to be a Humboldt Burlesque Fest.
Festival.
Is that like all weekend
and it's
burlesque
being
festival?
Put on by Vava Voom's putting on the festival. We're hosting it. And
is this the first one ever?
No. In the past, we were teamed up with Blue Lake Casino.
Okay.
Last year, we took a break in search of a new venue, and we finally secured our location. And we bring in performers from all over the world. And on Friday, the 3rd of November, it is a competition where people... you know, fight for the title of Miss Humboldt Burlesque.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night is our showcase. And both nights we are going to have some really amazing performers. So
that's cool.
We're going to sell out yes. for that night.
We need to figure out how to have a burlesque show on the radio. I don't know how to do this.
Live stream.
Live stream.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. yeah.
Or you just, you know, very, very well narrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it has to be PG-13, so.
Yes, this yes. is true.
Mm. So you have to figure it out. I don't know. You can think about it.
Careful research.
Careful research. It would be interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've always wanted to have, I have clowns and mimes also and figure out how to bring that mm. because those are also very visual mm-hmm. mediums onto the radio, and it's just a big challenge mm-hmm. to take yeah. those and yeah. have somebody envision it in their brain without, yeah.
A solid narrator, for sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. I'm getting us off track a little bit, but you all need to come in and talk about the Burlesque Fest whenever it happens here in about
yes.
6 months.
We'd love to.
Yes, absolutely.
And okay. we do have a pair of tickets to give away today, if yeah. that's okay.
Yeah. Let me seats. Go ahead and play some commercials right
sure.
now, and then we'll go ahead and give away some tickets.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So one more time, Saturday over at the Eureka Theater, doors are 8:00, show is at 9:00. Make sure to come on out, Vava Voom, and it's benefiting Planned Parenthood. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, and then don't forget we have some tickets to give away and also some other fun tunes and mm-hmm. lots of stuff going on. So yeah. stick around. You're listening to K-Hum, and we have those tickets to go check out the Vava Voom 6-year anniversary happening over at the Eureka Theater coming up on Saturday. And if you want those free tickets, you want to give the question, Ophelia?
So who is our nonprofit that we are donating to?
Okay, so if you know that, 786-KHUM, that is 707-786-5486. Who is the nonprofit yes. that Vava Voom is donating to? K-Hum, you're on the air.
Is it Planned Parenthood?
That is correct. It is Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yay. The phones are all lighting up. We should have asked a harder
oh,
question. Congratulations. What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin? Caitlin, can you hang on the phone for a second?
Yep.
Have you seen, by the way, Vava Voom before?
I have, but it's been a few years.
You have, but it's been a few years. Well,
nice.
6-year anniversary yeah. is the time to come back.
Yes.
Totally.
Awesome. awesome.
Welcome
cool.
back,
yeah.
Caitlin.
Stick on the phone, Caitlin.
Okay.
Sweet. That was awesome.
Yeah.
now, anyway, Kitty, you spoke about one cool thing about burlesque is that you all find the neatest music to dance to and some of the most creative. And you're going to dance to this Alice Francis number mm-hmm. coming up on Saturday?
Yes.
How did you find it?
I was just looking for unusual, strange, kind of dark music to dance to that was jazzy and sexy. And I found a playlist on YouTube, and I listened to the entire thing. It had like 50 songs, and that song just really stuck out to me. And it's so fun, and it's just easy to move to. So I figured, why not? And I really like what she has to say.